Listening, I am always heard. Listening, I am always heard. I would like the world to hear my choice for it. I'd like the world to hear my choice for what I'd like to see in the world every moment of my life. I'd like the world to see everything in the world as beautiful and good and wonderful and fantastic and glorious. That's what I'd like to see the world as. Now, if I'd like to see the world that way, then I must listen. I must listen to my inner voice, to my inner self, listen to my divine reality. And when I listen to my divine reality, I always hear what's going on in my world. I always hear what is beautiful and what is good. I always hear what is delightful, what is charming, what is desirable, what is the reality of me. I always hear that when I listen to the divine within me. But if I'm going to listen to the world outside of me, which is a reflection of many things, me, my instant present thoughts and so forth, then I'm going to experience a world that is not quite the divine within me. Because I'm looking at all sorts of illusions, I'm looking at all sorts of things, and I'm thinking, hey, that's a possibility, that's a possibility, that's a possibility when I kick my toe, I'm going to have a stubbed toe, and it's going to hurt, that's a possibility. No, I'm whole and perfect. No. Instantly, I put the cause in motion for who I am. I listen within. The divine in me says, hey, I am perfect. The divine in me says, hey, I like me. The divine in me says, I could never stub my toe, even if I tried to, because that's not my nature. That's not my nature to have any feeling of pain or injury of any kind. My nature is wholeness. My nature is purity. I listen to my nature within. I listen to the divine within me. I cannot listen to the divine within you. That's something I must come aware of. I cannot listen to the divine within you. I can only listen to the divine within me. And as I listen to the divine within me, I feel good. I feel wonderful. If we say to another person, are you mad at me? Are you unhappy with me for any reason? That's me talking to myself saying, the divine within me is not too happy with myself. The divine within me is not too harmonious with who I am. I'm not listening to the divine within me as diligently as I can. And so I change my point of view. I begin listening to the divine within me only. If I see something in my world that's inharmonious in any way, I don't say, is there a problem there? I say, all is in divine order. The divine within me is all that I want to experience, is all that I want to know, it's all that I want to have. The divine within me is the only thing that I choose to experience in my life. The divine within me is the only thing I choose to know in my world. The divine within me. Now, how am I ever going to know the divine within me if I listen to attitudes and thoughts and conditions of the world about me? If I listen to attitudes, thoughts, and conditions of the world in me, of the divine in me, then that's what I'm going to experience. That's what I'm going to know. That's what I'm going to have. That's what I'm going to enjoy. That's what I'm going to delight in every moment of my life. That's what's going to be my reality. That's what is my reality, really. And as I listen to the divine within me, I hear my reality. I hear all that is good and beautiful. I hear all that is wonderful. I hear and know all that is fantastic. And that's all that matters, isn't it? To know that all is fantastic, all is glorious, all is good. That's what I hear, that's what I know, that's what I listen to, that's what I experience, and that's all that is my reality. To listen to the divine within is quite important. To listen to the divine within me is really all that matters. I'm not listening to the divine within anybody else, because the divine within me is the reality within my world. And if anybody else is in my world, they're in the divine within me. They're in my highest and my best. They're in my reality. They're in my delight, my joy, my wonder, my magic. That's who I am. I listen to the divine within me. And I listen carefully. I listen delightedly. I listen happily. I listen with all my energy and all of my interest. All that I am, I listen to the divine within me. And because I listen with the divine within me, there is nothing else that catches my attention. Nothing else that takes my attention. Nothing else that gets my thought about it. Nothing else. Only the divine within me. Now, how do I go about listening to the divine within me? I listen to the divine within me by sitting quietly and thinking, all is good and very good. I listen to the divine within me by walking. And as I walk, I think, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. You know, they say to have a good night's sleep. You breathe deeply 10, 20, 30 times, maybe more, and you breathe deeply, and pretty soon you fall right asleep. You have no dreams. You have only happy thoughts about yourself. You only have happy attitudes about yourself. You breathe deeply for 20, 30, 40 times, maybe 60 times, maybe 100 times. It doesn't make any difference. But just breathe, concentrating on breathing deeply and letting it all out. Breathing deeply. And you're not concentrating on any ideas. You're not concentrating on any thoughts other than breathing deeply. And then you have the most beautiful inner awareness of your divinity that you could ever have. Because this is what psychiatrists, this is what psychologists, this is what doctors of medicine, this is what people who are in the field of mental relaxation are so readily bound to tell us, that when we can relax, when we can say, I am at peace, I am peace, when we breathe deeply, and we do so continuously, not with purpose, not with any direction, just breathe deeply, and be unaware of why you're breathing deeply, and be unaware of why breathing deeply is so wonderful and so complete and so rewarding. And then as you do that, then you are listening within. Then you are listening to the divine within. You're not listening purposefully to anything, but you're listening to the divine within. And the divine within is saying to you, all is great and all is wonderful and all is glorious and all is fantastic. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. Let it all out. As you do this, you're entering into that state of peace, that state of listening within, that state of knowing the divine in you is more glorious than anything you could ever want in your life, more glorious than anything you could ever dream about for yourself or for anyone else, more glorious than you could ever want in any area of your being. Listen as you breathe deeply. Listen to the divine within you. It says to you, you're wonderful, you're fantastic, you're glorious, you're marvelous. It says to you, you are divine. And that's what we've been waiting to hear, that we are divine, right now and forevermore. Know this with all your heart, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.